the Saturday Light Brigade, and now our Youth Expression Showcase continues, and we have quite a pair here with us. I can tell already, after barely talking with them, two great sisters. Christina Pitts is here with Valeria, her little sister from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Good morning, girls. How are you? And I'm going to have you lean up just a teeny bit. Valeria, tell me about yourself. How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 8 and I go to school at South Central Elementary in Cannonsburg.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I'd like to shout out to my mom, my dad, and my friends.
How nice. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. We'll talk again in a moment, but I want to meet Christina, your sister. Hello.
Hi.
And tell me about yourself.
I am a student, and I'm married and have 4 kids.
Wow. And 5 with
and
a
five.
Sister.
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
I have 2 girls that are 10 and 2 boys that are 8.
Well, it's nice to meet you. So you've got a lot of kids that are all around the same age.
Yes, yeah.
Including Valeria.
Yeah.
So, Valeria, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to go play with my friends. I like spending time with my big sister.
And when you are with your big sister, that has to be very special. What are some of the things that the two of you really enjoy doing together?
We went bowling. We went to the museum, the Carnegie Child's Museum. We went to go have ice cream. And today we're going to get our nails done.
Very good. I've never had my nails done. But a lot of men are doing that these days. Do you get your toenails done too? Just your fingernails?
Just our fingernails.
That's has to be fun. How long does it take when they do that?
Not long. 10 minutes maybe.
So do you get to talk and stuff?
Yeah.
And they just sort of do them as you hang out? And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they would do cats or dogs. There are people that do them, but probably not the same people. You mentioned to me as we were getting to know each other that you were on television but not on the radio once before. What did you do on TV?
They just showed that I was cutting my friend's hair, and they showed pictures, and it showed the whole students that were there. And
now, like, wait, you seem a little young for a hairstylist or a barber license. Why were you cutting your friend's hair?
To donate the kids who don't grow their hair.
So this was to raise hair or show solidarity with people who might be getting radiation or chemotherapy. What a nice thing to do. So what prompted you to get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, initially I found out about them through a professor. And so I went home and did some research, and I decided I wanted to be a big sister. And I wanted to be a positive role model in somebody's life. And then I met Valeria, and she's awesome.
How long have you been together?
Since January, I think.
Just since January, you two seem like you're old buddies, like you've been together forever.
I know.
That's something. Valeria, what was it like to, is she your first big sister?
I did have one, but she had something else to do because she was busy. And then we couldn't hang out anymore because she was too busy now.
So what was it like for you two to meet each other?
I was really nervous to meet her the first time, and then I was excited too.
I wonder who was more nervous. Christina, have you had a little sister before?
No, this is my first.
So were you nervous?
I was so nervous. Yep.
I think I would be nervous too, just a little nervous.
Yep.
Now, you mentioned a professor recommended mm-hmm. this to you and also mm-hmm. that you're a student now. What are you studying?
Human services.
And where do you go to school?
Westmoreland.
So it was great that a professor recommended the program
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
And what were you hoping to get? I mean, I think it's more what are you hoping to give than what are you hoping to get.
Right. Well, I really just wanted to help her make the best choices, you know, in her life. But she, I think, teaches me probably more than I teach her. So,
Valeria, can you think of something you taught Christina?
Sometimes she forgets my husband, my mom's husband's name. And
that is so true. Very true, yeah.
What's his name?
Raimundo.
Mm-hmm. Raimundo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll test you on that a little later today.
I'm bad with names.
Have you two done anything, like, for the first time, that like something you've never done before, like a certain kind of restaurant or mm-hmm. seen something brand new?
We went to the Carnegie site. I mean, to the Carnegie Children's Museum, and she never been there.
Yep.
So I've been there, but I was, like, little.
Well, that was fun. What did you see there that you really liked? Now, there's gems and minerals and dinosaurs and art, but it sounds like you went to the Natural History Museum.
We came to the Children's Museum.
Oh, the Children's Museum.
Yeah.
Well, there's water play. And there's all sorts of things. We have our XOXO exhibit, all about love, make shop.
We didn't get to go through that. Maybe the next time.
Yeah. Well, you're here today, too, so you might be able to check it out today. So have you thought about careers at all? Like, do you think you'll become a hair cutter since you already have some experience? Do you know what you might like to do, Valeria?
I would like to be a photographer, because I like taking pictures.
Do you? What do you like to take pictures of?
I like taking pictures of my family, or like me, my friends. Like, if there's like something special, we take pictures.
What's the secret to taking a good picture? Is there like some advice you'd give? Because I know I don't take very good pictures of other people.
Any advice?
Do you take a lot of them and then like pick the ones you like best?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, I've never been very good at taking pictures. Well, we also have Cheryl here with us of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, Cheryl Jones.
Hello. Good morning.
These two are a match made in heaven.
They're charming. I think they're quite charming. The first time I met them was at a very special event that they got to go skating with some of the stars from Disney on Ice. We were at Schenley Park, and they got to do some skating with them.
You got to skate mm-hmm. with the stars on ice people? Wow.
Yeah.
That had to be really something. I just can't imagine doing something like that.
It was a lot of fun. The character Jesse taught Valeria how to ice skate.
How did you do?
It was a little hard because I'm not very good at skating.
Had you ever skated before?
I skated before, but not like I didn't skate like it was in a long time that I skated, so I didn't really know how to skate.
Yeah, I had that problem recently, too, and it took me a while to remember certain things to do. How were you on skates, Christina?
I was okay. I didn't fall, so that was
good.
A plus.
Valeria kind of looked, she was all right, I think. Well, you two are just wonderful to talk to. Would you recommend this to other girls, Valeria? Do you think it's fun to have a big sister?
Yeah, because I spend time, and I usually go outside now, and I do stuff now, and I have fun.
So it really gives you somebody new to hang out with and to learn from, it sounds like. And it sounds like you would recommend this too, Christina.
Absolutely. It is a lot of fun.
Well, I've got a pass to the Children's Museum that you can use today or on any day you choose. And I have a patch, a radio broadcasting patch for you, Valeria.
Thank you.
And you can proudly display and wear that patch. You can even go to the make shop and sew it on any article of clothing you're allowed to, if you want to. And let me turn to Cheryl and ask if there's anything we should know about that's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh.
Well, April is Volunteer Appreciation Month, have our probably the staff's most favorite event of the year, which is Volunteer Recognition Celebration, and we get to recognize volunteers like Christina and that share their time and to help make their community a little better by having fun with kids. And we have 17 graduating littles this year, which is awesome. And we get to hear their stories, and everyone cries and laughs. And
when is that?
April 30th.
We should record those. Yes. Let's make a note about that.
We'd love you.
Stand before a microphone and give those stories? It'd be really neat to record those if we can.
It is our favorite time of the year.
You get bbbspittsburgh.org. That's how you can get more information, bbbspittsburgh.org. And also a strong Washington County chapter as well that you can reach through that same address if you would like to be a little or if you would like to be a big. Anything else you'd like to say, Valeria?
I'd like to say that thank you for letting me be here and... thank you to my mom for letting me go and to let me spend time with my big sister. And I want to say hi to my dad because I barely see him now because he has to work, and my brother and my sisters.
I'm glad you mentioned your dad again.
You're testing me.
Yeah, what's his name again?
Raimundo, right? Did I get it right?
Any other thing you wanted to mention, Christina?
Thanks for having us. This was great.
It's a pleasure. And stick around if you care to. We have Alice in Wonderland again with the Gemini Theater production of it. And then while you've been talking here, our friends from Krusik Percussion have moved in a couple marimbas that they're going to be playing just after 11 o'clock. Cheryl, anything else we may have missed?
I will echo what they said, and thanks for having us and letting them share their stories, because I think we hope that people that hear Christina's impacts that she's had will think about volunteering with us as well. So,
thank you very much. And it's bbbspittsburgh.org for additional information, or 412-363-6100. 412-363-6100. Thanks. Our Youth Expression Showcase continues in just a moment with Gemini Theater.